Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for attending today's meeting of, today, October 29th, the meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board. I'd like to call to order and move on to the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for the reminder, Earl. If you do have a cell phone on you, please make sure it's on silent. I'm going to do that right now as well. Okay. Today we have on my left Mr. Paul Thomas, Mr. Earl Barbeau. I'm your vice chairperson, Alexandria Malone. We also have Secretary Jill Leva and Beatrice Martinez as our county liaison. I'm so sorry to our county planning staff. I did not get your name.
Oh, Brady
Burnhart. Brady?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Brady. All right, we will move on to public comment. This period is for any comment from the public for anyone who is unable to stay for an item later on the agenda. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Okay, moving on to approval for the minutes for October 1st, our last meeting. Seeking a motion? Okay, we have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from October 1st, 2020. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you so much. And now to approve the agenda for today, October 29th, hold, combine, delete any items. Seeking a motion? Motion to approve the agenda for today and as published. All those in favor? So much. Informational items. Okay. Looks like all we have here is that the town board is the board you see in front of you is receiving applications until November 12th. Okay. Moving on to planning and zoning. First page. Oh, we need this one. Sorry, which one do you have first? ISU. I'm sorry? Oh, yeah. Sorry, thank you. Okay, application NZC200354 ISU Inc. Zone change to reclassify 0.8 acres from R3 multiple family residential zone to C1 local business zone. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, alternative elevations; 2, reduce parking; and 3, eliminate loading zone. Design reviews for the following: 1, alternative parking lot landscaping; and 2, commercial development. Generally located on the south side of Lake Mead Boulevard, north side of Meikle Lane, 130 feet west of Lynn Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Oh, good. Step forward and here, I'll take that.
Or you can put it right here.
If you could actually put it right here, we have a projector. Yes, please. Thank you.
James Smith, 3168 El Cedro Circle, Las Vegas, 89121, representing the owner. The owner is a doctor who would like to develop this site for a medical building. It is located on East Lake Mead. It is 0.8 acres, and the site plan is, as you see it, the parking is on the west side and the building is on the east side. The proposed landscaping is 20 feet in front, 20 feet in back, 10 feet of intense landscaping on the east and 6 feet of landscaping on the west. The request is for a reduction in parking to 34, where 44 is required. The building design is essentially a block, decorative block building with storefronts facing west. And right now there's residential on the east and the west and south of Meikle Lane. The building height is going to be 18 feet, which is approximately equal to a single-story house. The apartment building to the west is a two-story. And it's 11,000 square feet with 8 units. And the doctor is going to occupy, I believe, 4 of them and have medical uses in the other 4. I believe that's presentation. Any questions? It's the request is for the rezoned property from R3 and RUC, which is in the back, to C1.
Okay, thank you so much. Do we have any comments from the public? Okay, moving on to questions from the board.
I believe I did. I'm not sure which levy you're referring to. Yes, I believe I did.
Okay. Well, he's asking for, just put it right in here, the building will be used for medical and related professions and should not require a standard number of parking. Well, that's an office use.
Yes, that's, the staff agreed with that, actually.
With the office use.
Pardon?
I agree with the office use, too, but you want C1, which is a real high retail use, which you're asking for the zoning.
Well, the doctor wanted C1, so I told him I would go for it and see if it was approved. There's other C1s and C2s along East Lake Mead, and he thought possibly he could possibly get C1 because he...
Yeah, well, if this one happens to be surrounded on all 4 sides by residential.
Yes.
But one of them is a rural preservation right behind it, about Meikle there, and the other one is apartments. So I think he's stretching it.
Okay, that's, I would go along with that if you want to recommend it.
That's just my comment.
That was my idea to begin with, so I'll agree with you.
Okay, I agree as well. So it sounds like no on the zone change, but the reduced parking, the no loading zone, I think. Sorry, I just want to take a look at the landscaping that will exist. How big is this buffer right here? Is that 10
feet? 20
feet. Okay, 20 feet wide.
And back 20 feet also with a block wall separating.
And we're going in from the green. Okay. Is there a motion?
I don't know if this would work, but I like it. Staff's recommendation denying this, so I'd like to make a motion for giving the zone for professional office use only zone.
I don't think you can vote on anything that's not on here. So we can vote to approve the waivers of development standards and design reviews and deny the zone change. Is that correct? Okay.
And recommend the professional zone for medical office.
Okay, and so you can take that recommendation back to your client, and Beatrice is a liaison for the commissioner, so she'll let them know as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so is that a motion?
Yep.
Okay, so motion to deny the zone change and approve the waivers of development standards and design reviews as per staff recommendations. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, we have application WS200406, All American Capital Corporation. Waivers of development standards for the following: reduced rear setback, 2, reduce interior side setback, 3, increase wall height, 4, reduce gate setback, 5, reduce throat depth, and 6, reduce driveway width. design reviews for the following: one, increased finished grade; two, recreational vehicle, watercraft, and vehicle storage complex; and three, signage on 2.3 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Cary Avenue, approximately 480 feet east of Abel's Lane within Sunrise Manor. So you have the present name and address for the record, please.
David Brown, 520 South 4th Street. With me today is my friend and boss, Levy O'Heaney, as well as Larry Vuitton, the engineer, in case you have any questions. Okay, we represent the applicant for a storage unit on a 2.3 acre site in an M1 zone. The proposed project is for a storage facility. Currently, the property is vacant land. The proposed project will include the construction of approximately 54 state-of-the-art storage units for RVs, boats, or cars, and a manager's office. While the staff report recommends a denial, we're happy to say that we've worked extremely hard with Public Works to resolve the issues, and they are now in support of the project. Additionally, in working with comprehensive planning, we understand that if we were able to work things out with Public Works, they would have no objection. I believe Mr. Bernhardt could speak to that, that the staff is no longer objecting or recommending denial. The primary issues that Public Works had with the project were involving two parking units right here. These were the two that were mentioned in waiver request number 4 and number 5. In regards to waiver request number 5, a reduction of throat depth along Cary Avenue, I'm going to show you the revised version. You'll forgive me, this is just going to be the front portion, and this shows that these have been reduced. In order to get Public Works support, we made the following compromises. Number one, the southern two units, that the front entrance of the project would be reduced to no more than 26 feet from the west property line. We also agreed that if site operations disrupt traffic on Cary Avenue, then Public Works may require the developer owner to employ all means necessary to mitigate disruptions at the sole expense of the developer owner, with such mitigation measures completed within a timely manner as determined by Public Works. Waiver request number 4 can be withdrawn at this time. Our client has agreed to keep the gate open during business hours so they meet the requirements. In addition, waiver number 6 can also be withdrawn. The driveway width has been adjusted in efforts with Public Works, and it is now 36 feet. In regards to waivers 1 and 2, request a setback of 10 feet where 20 feet is required on the north and east sides of the property line. The request is justified for several reasons. The first is that this setback is only required because the zoning of the property and the use of storage actually permits this setback. A similar storage facility in C2 would not need a waiver for a 10-foot setback. There will be intense landscaping between this property and the neighboring properties. The new walls will be a significant upgrade, replacing the existing 35-year-old wall and better define the property lines. There will also be no foot traffic behind the buildings and between the two properties. In waiver 3, we are requesting the ability to add 2 additional feet to the height of the wall. The property is flat and needs to be graded so the water drains onto the street and does not impact the neighbors. M1 zones permit 10-foot walls. The reason that we're requesting this waiver is that we need the additional height to accommodate the retaining wall. And with that, I'll open it up to any questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's accurate. This afternoon I heard from management that we no longer object to the waivers being requested. And the language that you read into the record is the agreement that they reached with Public Works.
Just for the record, is there any public comment? Moving on to questions and comments from the board. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we have a motion to approve per staff recommendations and the changes that we have seen today. All those in favor? Aye. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Be sure to attend Planning Board of Commissioners, or I'm sorry, which one is it? On November 4th. Which one is it? The Board of County Commissioners, excuse me. Okay, application DR20422RA Southwest Land Company, design review for increased finished grade in conjunction with a proposed hotel on 2.4 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Las Vegas Boulevard North and the west side of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Yes, Corey Ellis, 1555 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89146.
Tell us about the project.
So this is going to be a Holiday Inn Express, and basically what happened was upon the grading, doing all the grading, the site ended up being 35 inches above top of curb on North Las Vegas Boulevard, which is, I guess, not okay. And we're just here to seek for approval for it being so high. Things to note, we are running minimum slope along the parking. So in order to get as low as we could to get the float onto Las Vegas Boulevard, and we are still below the north properties, the apartments up here. Their finished floors are 1868-46, and our finished floor will be at, is proposed to be at 1866. We couldn't do any inlets because there's no existing structures to tie into, so that wasn't an option. That's about it. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to questions and comments from the public. Ching. Questions and comments from the board?
Yes, another lady came in, Elena. She said something to do with COVID-19. We just missed it, it slipped through, and we just didn't get it done while she was here the last time. This project?
Yeah,
it's been here before.
It's been here.
Yeah. I think maybe two other times.
I think I remember asking on the Holiday Inn Express, and there one right down the street from there.
Oh, that I didn't. I haven't looked at.
Was this a problem before the access on the Hillis? Is that one of the questions you're addressing?
What are we addressing right now?
No. When you first
before, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
I think that was a different one.
I know one thing was for.
I think that was Mr. Greg Hart.
It was a little farther up on Las Vegas Boulevard, I believe.
Okay.
Okay. We have a motion to approve per staff recommendations. All those in favor? Aye. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Looks like the meeting's on November 18th.
All righty. Yeah, have a good one.
You as well. Okay, do we have any general business? I'm going to comments by the general public. Looks like our next meeting date is November 12th, 2020, and we are adjourned.